Oh, is it not plugged in? Hold on. Oh, because it's turned down. Now, I don't want you to. I want you to listen to yourself to that.
Hello, 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 hello.
I can hear.
Okay.
Hi. What are you doing? Are you gonna be on our show? Maybe. Are those too big for you? Oh, okay. Oh. That's okay. It lasts a while.
I just ran a switch to my
phone. Oh yeah. Yeah. What else? Here. Can you hear me now? I see. Okay. What's the deal? Where's mom?
Hello.
Hello. She said hello. Hello. How are you? Hi. Good. What words do you know? Oh, I know animal sounds. You know. What's a dog say? What's a kitty say?
Meh.
Meh. What does a cow say? What do you want to say? A lion.
What's a lion say?
Hehe.
What does a pig say? So, Jordan, what does a tiger say?
Pretty good.
What does a monkey say? What does a duck say?
Yeah, that's right.
What does a chicken say? What does a snake say?
Hissy, hissy. Pretty good. I'm just letting it run, so. Hi. Like the mic. So, you want to do a show? Yeah? Gotta keep headphones on. Those are too big. I know, I need little people. Little people pair. Oh, sorry. Hello. Hello, Savannah. Do you want to say hello, Mama? Hello, Mama.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, Skyler.
Hello.
How about, hi, Daddy. Hey, say hi, Gigi.
Gigi?
Where's Gigi? Well, you know, we can roll right into it. I think I can edit. Not fun, man? What people say John Walker? Well, we just talk about this. Yeah, let me close the door then. Cat's in here, but so this cat doesn't chew a cord. See, don't do it, kitty. Yeah, those two need to be out because they're grabbing wires. Hold on a second. Okay, now, hey, come here, cat. You go out. Yeah, they're gonna get all the time. Last time I pulled a cord and the cat, if you're on the cat's neck, I'm getting out. What are you doing? Go call her sister. That's pretty good. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. No? Okay.
Hey.
Hey. Welcome to Ecology 101. Let's say Nerd and Geek and Ranch Out Dog. I'm Gary. Who are you? Who's sitting with us today? Sedona. This is Autumn's little girl. She's a year old. She got her strapped in, got a microphone, and she made me come. Yeah, you having fun? I know the keys are outside. You want to put headphones on? You can hear everybody? Hi. We can shorten a little bit. Hi. So Sedona is what? 3 months old. She knows. She knows where a microphone is. So she's having some fun here. We got her in a big chair, and she's got her headphones on, which are way too big. But she's gonna hang out with us a little, just for fun. I told Autumn, you know, one thing that when you were not this age, a little bit older, we watched all kinds of movies. One of them, of course, was Willy Wonka, because that's like the best movie ever. Hi. And so recently there's been a prequel made with the Shining, right? Mm-hmm. And different people, you know, had different opinions about it. But you know, just talk a little bit today about it and what you thought about it, and where, if he did a good job or not, which I think he did a good job. But she's gonna want to know that. That's okay. All right. So, and you've seen all of them, right? The Gene Wilder one and the Johnny Depp one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about his performance?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little biased because I like Timothy Chalamet before the movie came out.
Right.
So, I have very high opinions of him from previous movies.
And I've seen him in a probably couple of, I'm thinking of Wes Craven movies or things like that, right?
Wes Anderson. Yeah,
The whore, sorry.
he's been in a few pretty good movies. He's a little woman. You remember the remake?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you've seen a lot of those, haven't you?
Yeah, and then The King.
Oh, yeah. You played The King?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's definitely younger than that. So, yeah. And again, I don't remember seeing a lot of, but I just, after watching him, and of course I have a bias toward Gene Wilder, because I grew up with Gene Wilder. And, how you want to come here? Oh, no, don't pull on that. Goodness. Yes. I know that's the back behind the scenes stuff. We don't get you zapped. Come here, girl. Oh. Whoa. Okay, so don't nose up here now. All right. So, anyways, it's okay. Do you want to say something? No comment? Okay. See, it was kind of fun. She gets to see the we never really talk about this, but all the little behind stuff. We got our computer over here, and it's all running, and she's checking all the stuff, and yeah, very fun. But it's cool, huh? I'll teach you how to run that someday. Biased toward Gene Wilder, and I really enjoyed, you know, his whole take on Willy Wonka, because that's all I really knew, and the book. And of course, he's different in the book. And, that's the other. And I know it's kind of standing there, so I don't spit out in this episode. If you go down, go to Mama. Can you get to her? Come on and say, there you go. All right. It's okay. Hey, with a 1 year old, what do you expect? Not knowing what it would be like, I thought, you know what? He did a great job of just like, I don't really like the word channeling, but he kind of did. Had the essence of Gene Wilder, really had kind of the energy too, and and hoping that he would do some kitty's out there, huh? And that he would do some of the songs and stuff like that too. But I thought it was kind of fun. There's a lot of Easter eggs in there too. For example, the little girl in it. Oh my gosh, I forget her name now. But show my information right now. She African American girl, and originally, I guess in the book, they were gonna make Charlie African American, and so I guess during that time period, they didn't do it, you know, for whatever reasons and stuff too. So it's kind of cool that they brought that aspect in, and he could actually be kind to a young person, kind of like he would be to Charlie, maybe later on, like to a mentor, you know. And
did you hear about the Wonka experiment in the last book?
No.
You didn't hear about that?
Uh-oh, what happened?
It became like a meme.
Okay.
Because this person in the last book came up with this bright idea to make, you know how they do like experiences?
Yeah.
Like an immersive experience, like a movie, like mm-hmm. a franchise, a Van Gogh, you know, how they have, like, all the screen.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he put out all this advertising, and people expected it to be something really cool and, like, really fancy and, like, a full-on experience, and they paid, like, $50 to go per person with their kids.
Yeah.
And they show up, and it's in this warehouse, and it's, like, a bunch of just, like, curtains set up all around, and, like, there's this creature. Okay, so what this person did, they used AI to create a script for the experience, and they input all of the really wanted information into an AI, and it, like, came up with this whole, like, it branched off on its own. They created a villain.
Oh, no.
Called the Unknown, and it's, like, it's this person wearing a silver mask and a black hooded cape. That's me. And, like, that was literally the first thing you walk up. You walk up to the entrance, and there's really more fun. It's like, welcome, children. And
is he the AI or something like that?
No, 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 it's like real actors. They got actors to do it. But that script was created by AI. And then, like, there's a mirror, and then these kids are walking past it, and all of a sudden they see this, like, thing pop out from behind.
Oh.
And Willy Wonka's like, it's the Unknown, and the kids are like, what is that? And they're all confused.
Oh, gosh.
And then you go in, and, like,
that's not
it's
me.
Just a bunch of, like short black curtains all around the warehouse, and, like, every once in a while there's, like, a single prop, and it's, like, a candy cane or something, and it's so bad, and then they have a drink bar with this Oompa Loompa girl, and there's a picture of
that.
She's like, she looks so sad. She's really just like smiling in her, like, wig. And then for their tree.
Like emo.
Yeah, pretty much. And then for their tree, the experience, they got a symbol of jumping and
the bar.
But yeah, you have to. It's really sad.
Wow, that was an experience really for sure.
But then, the boy who played Charlie on that version.
Yeah.
He did a.
Is that Freddie Morehouse or something like that? Battleship.
Oh, he did a skit recently with, like, a guy. But he. They did the skit where it was pretty much a trailer for a second Willy Wonka that was a sequel to the Johnny Depp one, and it's Charlie, who's now in charge of the factory, but they make it to where the factory is the Glasgow experience, and he's, like, showing all this stuff, and he's like, I really, like, what do you expect? You gave it to a kid? Like, I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh,
so, like, of course it turned into, I don't know, you have to watch it.
Now, if they were in the Great Glass Elevator, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, I don't think they have a budget.
No. Well, she, oh, hold on. Anyways, yeah, so, I think that, what was that? Is you in jazz, yeah? Yeah, so anyways, it was a pretty cool movie. I think what they liked, I mean, they had a lot of Easter eggs to all throughout, you know, Willy Wonka, the chocolate river, you want to sit back up there? You want back in your seat? Of course, the Oompa Loompa, and
I think it just turned out that the speaker.
Hey, you're right.
Yeah. But I mean, so.
Yeah. But the whole his creativity and his little box where he made his chocolate factory and, you know, all the different. I mean, he definitely captured that too. And do something different than anybody else. And the little town has, and of course the villains are all the chocolate. Get the kitty. And of course, you know, music. And at the end, I was hoping he would get through, you know, pure imagination, which he did a couple of versions, which is pretty cool. You know? And what did you want? The kitty's coming under the door, yes. Yeah, we have cats now that kind of want to get in here and run around and play. When Gigi gets here, you can go out there. Yeah, she's not here yet. I don't know. I thought that he had a lot of. I think he did study G1.
Oh yeah.
So Diggy told
me.
Yeah. And he really got. Yeah, and the movies. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he.
Is he a method actor?
I don't know if he's a method actor, but I think that he's just very good. Like, I know that he's like great when he's so good. I don't remember which way around it was. Where he was filming Walker and then started filming Dude. So, like, if you look at the characters, he's flying. Two very different characters. And one, like, very, like, silly, goofy, lighthearted movie. And then the next one is, like, a movie about, like, space war and, like,
right, he'd be very murder serious.
And fighting right. And yeah. All that kind of stuff. So.
He can be silly and laugh.
What are you doing with
this?
Girl.
As you can tell. Right. Yeah, and the thing about it is that's it's hard. It's anything, and it's hard anytime you remake something because you know people are gonna compare it to original. But I thought again, this did it did its justice, and you know there's trying to get some of these energy, but yeah, the little town he's in, which I actually found out, it's supposed to be a mixture of like three or four different places. Of course, London and the Czech Republic. I don't know Czech Republic. And a couple other ones, right? So that little town was kind of a, you know, kind of magical little town. And it's just kind of fun that, you know, it was a land of chocolatiers. Mm-hmm. The whole town was, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he had to make his way. And I know I'm going to get my headphones on. I have to figure out what he's, you know, his whole thing too. But and then I love the part where the chocolate factory kind of came together at the end. The only scene.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I imagined it to be from the book. Because it had elements of Gene Wilder's movie too, because of the factory. And Johnny Depp's was more it's more like
experience.
Yeah. Glasgow. Right. Yeah. Glasgow. Yeah. But now, not that we'd be able to have time because we get the little one, but then see, that's what I want to watch doing that. Because because I thought he was a freaking actor. You know,
it's almost. Honestly, I think he's this generation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, he talks about how, like, he was more appreciated, especially in, like, Dark Knight. But I think with the roles that he's been doing, also, like, his. He's very, like, he looks younger than
Oh, wow.
He does not look that old. Like,
no, he's a kid.
Yeah, he looks really young, and I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio kind of had that he's the most about him, and they all of those, like, I don't know, just big roles that I could see Timothée Chalamet also playing.
Right.
If he had lived in the 90s.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and it was, you try to get in that chair, aren't you? Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, but the cool thing about Doom 2 specifically is they kind of got, like, the young actors of today who are, like, honestly probably going to become, like, the
big ones later.
Yeah, yeah, they're already big right now, but I think that they're being the ones that last, like, Austin Butler from Zendaya, Timothée Chalamet, and Anya Taylor-Joy, and she was only in the play.
Oh, she? Wait a minute.
10 seconds, but she's...
You know, there's another one, I thought that was her.
Florence Pugh, the first princess.
Oh, no, wait. She also played Black Widow, too, right?
Yeah.
No, there's another girl. She was a Jesuit Benedict. What do we call it? Jesuit?
Oh, the Margot girl?
Yeah.
That's Lea Seydoux.
She basically kind of seduced what's his name.
Yeah.
Do you want to really come up?
But no, that's not.
I see a little space between her teeth. Yeah, different person.
Yeah.
Distinct look, yeah. So I have, a girl in my class, she never hears. And I swear she looks like her.
Which one?
It looks like your, yes. She's like, I'm like, oh, and he's like, but like a Hispanic version. Less slightly.
Okay, I think she's done.
You done, okay. Well, that's cool. I mean, well, anyways, that was kind of fun. Okay, we tried, that was the Sedona experience, so there you go. And did someone call you?
Nancy.
She's here. Okay. So anyways, yeah, so right, you know, everyone's got their opinions about you know, Willy Wonka, well, original or this one. But you know, I think that His sock. That'll keep you busy. I always say this weekend, I'm a sucker for that sock. So, you know, anytime anybody sings, I'm like, oh, it's the best in the world. But they did a good job. And it's very tailored toward the scene. But there's a lot of cool things that, you know, that showed up in the chocolate factory. I'm like, that's where that came from. Like the little whistle. That was actually belonging to Oompa Loompa, to whatever his name was. And
Hugh Grant,
yes. And a couple of these too, I can't think of them. Oh, this is one is very, there's a lot of these subtle, I think I've said this before, but the clock, there's a clock in the town and it did this ding dong ding, ding dong ding, like when they walked in the chocolate factory about to do the song. So it's kind of funny that they, you know, everything had an origin story with it too. You want to have something, Anna? Oh, that sounds like the guard dog. Oof, yes. So, we'll call this good for today. That's awesome. But if you haven't seen it, you know, Chi-Chi's Here, yeah. I'd say go see it. I mean, especially if you are a Willy Wonka fan, you might be able to do a really good job with it. And any other last thoughts on that, or no? But yeah, so that's the goal. Maybe like that one is a really good. Well, she hasn't really seen her first big movie yet. Do you have any idea what you want to show her? First one's a big one.
I don't know.
Something fun. I think she'll like anything, for the most part. Though her cousin liked Bug's Life, but she doesn't like a lot of movies. So you may find one that you love. And for parents out there, if you're going to have something for your kids, make sure it's good. You know, there's a lot of good things out there. Doesn't always have to be the new stuff. Do you want to say any last words to Donna? Say bye. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Can I take the microphone with me? Oh, and the banana went bye-bye. All right, well, I think this kid's stuff. I'm still Gary.
It's so long.
Are you still Samantha? Yay. That's good. Oh, banana. All right. Oh, all right, let's fuck.
What's it?
Yes. Oh,
his headphones and glasses are not
going to make. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Ha ha ha.